Looking after the animal would ruin the poor man, because the white elephant had to sleep between silk sheets, enormous ones, and eat mango-flavoured Turkish delight, tons of it, and have his tusks covered in gold leaf every morning. When the courtier had no money left at all, the white elephant would be returned to the king, ready for his next victim. Wherever the white elephant went, his personal servant had to go too. The servant's name was Chulak, and he was the same age as Leela. In fact, they were friends. Every afternoon, Chulak would take the white elephant out for his exercise, because the elephant would go with no one else. And there was a reason for this. Chulak was the only person, besides Leela, who knew that the elephant could talk. One day, Leela went to visit Chulak and the white elephant. She arrived at the elephant house in time to hear the elephant master losing his temper.
"You horrible little boy!" he roared. "You've done it again, haven't you?"
"Done what?" said Chulak innocently.
"Look!"
said the elephant master, pointing with a quivering finger at the white elephant's snowy flanks. Written all over his side in charcoal and paint were dozens of slogans. "Eat at the Golden Lantern," "Bangkok Wanderers for the Cup," "Star of India Tandoori House," and right at the very top of the white elephant's back, in great big